This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Brainstuff. I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and this is another classic episode. In this one, we dip into the everyday science of why the stars in our skies, most of which emit fairly constant light, appear to twinkle. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. All things considered, our atmosphere is pretty great. This blanket of nitrogen, oxygen, and other gases keeps the world's temperature nice and habitable while protecting us from harmful UV radiation, to say nothing of the space debris it vaporizes for us. Oh yeah, and without all that oxygen in our atmosphere, animal life couldn't survive on planet Earth. Not a bad resume. But despite its many good qualities, the atmosphere can be a nuisance to astronomy buffs. That's because it distorts light. At night, the atmosphere makes some heavenly bodies appear to flicker and shimmer. The technical term for this phenomenon is astronomical scintillation. You probably know it by a different name. Twinkling. Like an onion, the atmosphere is made up of layers. At the bottom is the troposphere, which starts right here at ground level on the planet's surface. Standing about 5 to 9 miles, that's 8 to 14.5 kilometers tall, it's where most of Earth's weather events take place. The other layers are, in ascending order, the stratosphere, mesosphere, thermosphere, and exosphere. There's also a region called the ionosphere, which encompasses parts of both the mesosphere and the thermosphere. These layers have different temperatures. In addition, the air's density varies from level to level. When starlight enters our atmosphere, it runs into pockets of cool and warm air. The pockets act as big lenses, causing the light to change direction or refract as it passes through them. Yet the lenses are not fixed in place. They move around and change shape. As they shift, so does starlight refraction. That's why the stars appear to twinkle. Scintillation affects planets, too. Mercury, Venus, Mars, and the other planets in our solar system do twinkle when viewed from Earth on a clear night. So does our moon. However, the planets twinkle to a barely noticeable degree. Distance is the main reason stars twinkle more conspicuously than the planets in our solar system. Because the former are so far away, each star looks like a single pinpoint of light, a single pixel, you might say. It's a different story for Earth's moon and our neighboring planets. Being a lot closer, they are less affected by the atmosphere. Planets and moons appear as tiny disks up in the sky. The light they emanate comes not from a single point, but from many individual points all clustered together. These rarely scintillate in unison, which is why planets and moons don't twinkle as dramatically as the stars. So, twinkling can only happen when an atmosphere is present. It's for this reason that photos taken by the Hubble telescope look so clear. There aren't any atmospheric air pockets to refract the starlight. Earthbound astronomers use telescopes with adaptive optic systems to compensate for twinkling, making the stars look more stable. Today's episode is based on the article, Why Do Stars Twinkle? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang with assistance from Ramsey Young. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.